It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
From the Labatt Blue Studio, it's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience in Happy Valley. We're getting closer and closer to opening day, guys. So now's the time to check into reserving your RV for a great weekend of tailgating in Happy Valley on a game weekend. You could contact Mark for more details, 1-800-519-8467. I want to clean up two little things we didn't get to in Q1, mm-hmm. which is a position change.
Yes.
CJ Holmes has moved from
good
running back
yep.
to DB.
Safety,
any
right?
quick thoughts? Yeah, I believe safety.
They were talking about this a couple weeks ago. I just think that Nick Scott made the move from running back to safety. It took him a little while. He was a special teams captain. We need to see a little bit more of CJ Holmes on the field in any capacity at all. And I guess no big surprise with John Holland moving on. It's a shame. He was actually the starting tight end at the start of 2018. Never could stay healthy. Not ever really a factor, maybe consistently as a blocker. And I just think for him to just kind of give up football, I thought was pretty telling.
I have two thoughts there, Jim. Number one on CJ Holmes. This gives him a better chance to play special teams.
Yeah.
Because if he's playing defense, he's working on tackling and running. I'm not saying he's going to be Nick Scott.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, he can run. He's an athlete. And you put him at safety. He's practicing at safety. I highly doubt he gets any playing time at safety. But this gives him a chance to maybe play special teams.
Right.
But he has a couple years of eligibility, right?
I think he has. I think multiple for sure. I think it's at least two.
And you never know. Did you think Nick Scott would end up where he was when that happened? I believe he has a better chance of becoming the next Nick Scott than he does
the next
Miles Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to at least be reasonable
and
with
then
my
for the
analogy.
There's not going to be another Saquon Barkley.
For the John Holland one, it's just weird because there were multiple times where they were like, John Holland's looking good. He's the guy. And I'm always curious too, Bob. This would have been his fifth year?
Yeah, he would have been a fifth-year senior.
Did he already graduate?
I would hope that he's already graduated. He was like around the team in the spring, never practiced, kind of just in warm-ups. We couldn't tell if he was hurt or not. But
I would just like to know his graduation status and scholarship status.
Yeah, I have to think that after in his fifth year, if he hasn't graduated, I mean, that's just.
And the other part, handwriting on the wall, he's not going to see much playing time. So anyway, let's get to what we're supposed to be doing here on Q2, which is scouting reports. Let's start with Bryce Mostella, a three-star from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm obligated to give the numbers. Andrew P. told me I got to give these numbers. 6'6", 235, defensive end, nationally ranked at 474. Ross, what do you think of him?
So he has, you just said it, 6'6", 235, and he looks like he's all of that. Sometimes they fudge the numbers a little bit, but he's got great size, length, and growth potential. Like, he looks crazy skinny.
Did you see his video, his announcement video?
Oh, I didn't see his announcement video. I was going to say, Jim, you're kind of paying me to come in here and say, watch his video. I thought you meant like his highlight video. I was like, no, I did not see his video, Jim, but I'm about to, on national podcast and on local radio, I'm about to just give a fake scouting report.
And
here.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is why he's Ross the Boss. He could do the scouting report without the video, but if you get a chance, check it out. But he looks actually skinny on that.
Is he like a big playing menace or what?
Anyway, go ahead and finish.
No, 6'6", 235 is pretty trim.
Yeah.
So great size, length, growth potential, plays hard, which is a very important thing for a defensive lineman. Like, you want those guys to have their motor running and to be going all the time. I would say good, but not like a great or elite burst off the snap. The one thing that was very noticeable is he has to play lower in everything he does. And just to be more sudden and explosive, he kind of comes out of his stance, raises up, doesn't explode up the field as much as he probably should have, comes high, and he gets by a lot because he's a pretty good athlete, and his arms are so long that he's able to just like grab the blockers and throw them out of the way, or just reach out like go-go gadget arm and grab a running back or a quarterback. He is so he's got to be more sudden, more explosive in everything he does. He's a little raw, clearly, and a little awkward, I would think. Like, you watch him with his hands and just how he plays, a little raw, a little awkward. And that, in my mind, is why somebody's a 3-star rather than a 4-star or a 5-star. It's not as polished a lot of times. And I guess the other thing that jumped out to me, just in general, let's not forget how much of a difference junior video and senior video made when we did the 2019 recruiting class. He's a guy that I could see on senior video looking a lot better. You know, last year might have been his first year really getting that much playing time or whatever. He definitely does not make as many splash plays as you'd like. So compare him to like Adisa Isaac or some of the guys from the 19 class. You're sitting there being like, okay, I'd like a little bit more. He's definitely a 3-star. He's definitely more of a projection. And this is Penn State showing faith in their ability to develop a guy that has raw potential, which is actually a theme this week.
Yeah, I think it is. And that's what I wanted to ask you about. It appears to be a lot of these type players that Penn State's picking up with these 3-stars, where some fans are concerned about that. But if you want to look on the positive side, it sounds like most of them have a high, high ceiling.
So I think this is part of like the analytics culture, and he's got really good numbers that project well to being able to be a high major, good Big Ten starter. But he's not a guy that looks like he'd play as a true freshman, and probably not even as a redshirt freshman at this point. And so if you're Penn State, you're taking some risk that he never really develops, right? You're taking some risk that the senior video is the same as the junior video. He comes in and he becomes a guy that never really does anything for you. So they're putting a lot of faith in Dwight Gault, is his name? Dwight Gault, and a lot of faith in Sean Spencer to get production out of this guy. But this is the type of guy that a lot of times Alabama or Clemson or school, they wouldn't take him because
they don't need to.
They're trying to minimize risk.
Yeah.
They would take a guy that's already an animal, you know, already awesome.
Gotcha. Just real quick, you talk about playing lower. Could you explain real quickly why that makes such a difference for defensive end?
Yeah, it's just all leverage. So the in football, the lower man wins, the guy that gets his second step down before engaging with the other guy wins. The person that gets their hands inside usually wins. And when you're 6'6 and you stand straight up, it's very obvious.
Gotcha. All right. Next up, this one's really, I'm fascinated by.
You don't need to do the transition?
You want to, you know what?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, let's do that. You're listening more, to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. For the ultimate RV experience, go to GoPSURV.com. I was just so excited to get to this next commit here, Ross. Tyler Warren, 3-star, listed as an athlete, 6'5", 223. He had committed to Virginia Tech as a quarterback, decommitted a couple months ago, and is now committed to Penn State as a tight end. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot to get into here because he's got really good size and growth potential. Stop me if you've heard this one before. But he's 6'5", 225, but looks like he could put on a bunch of weight. His video is quarterback only. So this is another one where it's a projection as to how he'll perform at tight end. And so there's risk. He's never really blocked people. You know, there's nothing on video of him running routes and catching passes. Penn State's doing a lot of projection here. I don't know if either one of you know whether or not he went to camp, whether or not he ran routes, caught the ball, or they saw him do any of those things. I didn't hear that. So the point I would make is, similar to Mostella, He clearly has the physical ability, but they're putting a lot of faith in their ability to develop and a lot of faith in, and they're taking on risk. Risk that top 10 schools usually don't take on because they don't have to. They can get a kid that's a finished product, that's ready to go, that they've seen play the position and play it really well. He throws a nice ball as a quarterback. He's a lefty, but he does not have an elite arm. It's really interesting. Like, you can be 6'5", 225, and really strong and muscular. He's got a nice arm, but he doesn't really. Compare that to, like, Micah Bowens, where he just flicks his wrist and the ball is like, whoom! I mean, it just goes to show you, it really is in your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder. It's not like how big and bulky you are. Kind of like throwing a baseball. He moves well. There's a lot on the video of him running as a running quarterback. He kind of looks like Tim Tebow, like a physical running quarterback. He doesn't have elite speed. Like, I'm not sure he's as fast as Brenton Strange, but he has impressive agility for his size. Again, same type of deal. He's a project, and the reality is the more projects you take on, the more of them aren't going to work out, right? So, like, out of Tyler Warren and Bryce Mostella, I don't know. I'd be interested to talk to, like, Andy Frank or people like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have an idea for guys that are projections, how many of them usually pan out. My guess would be one of these two guys does today. Like, so one of these two guys we're talking about, Tyler Warren or Mostella, ends up starting and being a player for Penn State, and the other guy we probably never hear from.
And you combine that with guys like Mulba and Joseph Darkwa, like, in 2 or 3 years, it's going to be fascinating to see what this Penn State roster looks like, because if they go only 1 for 4, say, I think that's an issue. If they go 3 for 4, it speaks to maybe how good they are at developing.
Well, isn't there also part of this with the transfer portal? They lost so many people. Plus, James Franklin is really pushing almost that 3 and done. You're graduating after 3 years, and if you're not projected to play or go to the NFL, there's a good chance you move on. So there's more turnover. This year, they're probably going to get, what, at least 25 scholarship players as opposed to 18. So does that give you more?
I think they're
going to
get 25 scholarship players every year from now on, just because of the transfer portal and the nature of college football. And I think that they'll end up probably maybe taking more projects just because they have the room to take more projects.
Exactly. That is it for quarter number 2. Stick around. Quarter number 3 is Ask Ross.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.